What's up, everybody? It is Thursday morning, so you know what that means. It's time for Premier High School Sports. Today, we have a very special show for you. It's not going to be your normal format where we talk about our three primary teams and answer a couple questions. We have an exclusive sit-down interview with the quarterback of the Woodland Warriors, Ben Reedy. I think you guys will find this quite enjoyable as I ask him some tough questions and we put the injured, crippled quarterback on the spot to talk about his Woodland Warriors, his beloved team, as they are taking on the mighty Starfires this Friday night. David versus Goliath. Tune in to hear what Ben has to say. We are joined in the studio by Benjamin Reedy, the backup quarterback of the Woodland Warriors right now. Unfortunately, to give you some background information for the fans who don't know, Ben Reedy was injured in week 3 against the Heritage Patriots. They were up 14-0 in the first quarter, went down with a separated shoulder. No timeline on when he will return, and that was the original diagnosis. So Woodland is a 3-4 ball club right now. Just had a pretty big loss to LCC, but like I said last week, it was meaningless. It was a meaningless game back when we played, and it's still a meaningless game. The only good thing is it preps you for some hard competition, which is a good thing, as they are taking on what we believe will be the 1A state champs, the South Adams Starfires. So, Ben, I want you to tell me about that fateful night when you went down with that injury.
Yeah, Tyler, I appreciate you for having me on the show today. So back to that night in Monroeville, playing against a lot of my good friends. I still remember the play like it was yesterday. I took the snap, was a little low, and I saw somebody rushing from my left. So I rolled out to my right, and I look, and I have this big defensive end right in my face, and he just picked me up, and he slammed me down. I just felt my shoulder pop out. I played the next play, and after that, I felt that there was no playing the rest of the game. I came out and diagnosed me with a separated shoulder, and right now I'm still on the recovery path to getting back out on the field, and hopefully it's soon, but definitely not in the next couple of weeks. So that's how it is right now.
So, Ben, you're obviously not going to be returning anytime soon, but so what are your thoughts on your backup quarterback taking your starting position, Nathan Bratmuller? How do you think he's done at filling the void?
Well, the first week was a little rough. He was just getting thrown in there, but he's done a great job, I think, ever since. Last week, you can't really count that game, because if you remember a couple years back, that state team got beat by LCC too by those same two players that they had this year. Man, those kids are stud. I give them all the credit in the world. But Brad Miller, he's really stepped up and done his job and filled in for me, and I think he's going to do a great job the rest of the year.
Just want to clarify that the state team did not lose 51-0. It was only a three-point game. But nonetheless, Ben, what do you have any goals for this season? Is this season salvageable? Like I said earlier, you guys still control your own destiny. Do you think anything can be taken out of this season right now?
Well, yes, this season I think is still salvageable by any means. We definitely control our own destiny in the conference. We can pull off a win this week against South Adams and hopefully another one next week against Adams Central, and we win a share of the conference. Our sectional is definitely winnable, I think, and we compete with anybody if we put our minds to it.
So, Ben, I have to ask the question that most of the fans have been asking all year long. Is there any reasonable timeline on your return?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I'm just waiting clearance from the medical staff. I've been rehabbing 2 days a week, and right now there's still really no fashionable timeline, but I'm trying to get back out there. But the best thing I can do right now is just be a coach and a leader from the sideline and help lead this team, because we still have a lot of season left, we believe, and hopefully I do get healthy enough towards playoff time and we can make a big run.
That's good, Ben. That's what I like to hear. And here at PHS, we're obviously wishing you a speedy recovery and hope you can get back on the field soon. Ben, I'm going to ask you on a point where maybe you'll be able to return, and that's the sectionals. You've done some deep dives into your sectional this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, obviously, we're just waiting for the draw that comes out this Sunday, and once the draw comes out, we're going to focus on that first-round team. We're going to take it one game at a time from here on out, and hopefully we'll have a pretty long playoff run.
Well, Ben, we appreciate you coming on. We wish you luck on the rest of the season, and we hope that Brett Mueller will be able to put up a fight on Friday night against the Starfires.
Time to talk about the old New Haven Bulldogs, and I've brought a special guest into the studio, the New Haven Middle School cheer coach, Miss Emily Diamond. Emily, the New Haven Bulldogs are on a 3-game winning streak, as you well know. And I understand that you're quite excited, as well as the cheer girls. What are your takeaways from this hot streak that the New Haven Bulldogs have hit on?
I think they're improving a lot, but I also think at first they just played some really tough teams, but now they're kind of getting to more their level. So I think they're being able to show their talent.
Well, I don't really know what their level is because, I mean, I look at the competition at the beginning of the year and it was definitely very formidable. I mean, you're playing teams like Mississinewa, who was great. You got Leo, who was very good. They beat Woodland 36-0. We all remember that. And they beat New Haven 37-14. So I really am not sure where the Bulldogs fall in this conference. If I was a betting man, I would say that they finish under East Noble and Leo. I think they're definitely the third-place team in this conference, Em. Do you have any rebuttal to that?
No.
Well, I'm glad we both agree on that because New Haven has just a few things that they have to get done. They have to continue to pass the ball well, and Jakar has to continue to increase his mobility, which can really become a strength to him as he tries to nail down those weak defenses. Because you look at these three teams that they played last 3 weeks, you have the Belmont Braves, who they just absolutely dismantled on Friday night. I mean, they turned these guys into a joke. But the Braves are a joke. We understand that. They beat down the Eagles of Columbia City the week before that and the Norwell Knights before that. They're on a 3-game winning streak. A hot streak, you might say. And you know what, Emily? What did I say at the beginning of the year? I said they would win these 3 games. But we know who they play next. They play the East Noble Knights. This is going to be a real tough game for them. Emily, who you got winning?
The Knights.
Wow. Not even a homer for her own school. Well, I'm also going to agree with you, Em. I'm also going to take the East Noble Knights by a score of 38-14. East Noble taking the W and also going to take home the conference.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.